Greetings. This is Why's That?, where WMUK explores what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious. I'm Sybilla Mann. Each month, Why's That? Answers a question you ask us. Tell us what you'd like to know at whysthat.wmuk.org. Our question for May comes from Frank Cody. Frank says he's long wondered about Kalamazoo's once thriving paper industry. When he moved to town 19 years ago, Frank was intrigued by stories about the city of parchment, which formed around a paper mill, the Kalamazoo Vegetable Parchment Company.
Then I found out that there were a history of different paper companies in Kalamazoo that were founded at different times.
Frank wonders, why did paper come to Kalamazoo?
My only theory, which I don't think is adequate, is the fact that there's a lot of water supply around here, which is very necessary in order to manufacture and process paper products.
Well, it really started back in 1867.
Historian Larry Massey says Kalamazoo's first paper mill went up just south of town by Portage Creek. An entrepreneur named Samuel Gibson led it to success.
And over the years, he had a lot of people who worked with him who soon learned the papermaking skill. It's a very skilled trade.
And some of them set up mills of their own. Massey says, sure enough, water was a big reason they built their mills in the Kalamazoo River Valley. But the area had other advantages, such as workers looking for steady jobs. And Kalamazoo could get the paper where it needed to go.
Kalamazoo, by the turn of the century, had 7 major railroads linking it with Detroit to the east, and particularly Chicago, where a lot of the paper went.
An industry booklet from the 19-teens lists 10 paper mills in the city of Kalamazoo, and another 8 throughout the valley. But Massey says the industry began a slow decline after World War II, and in the 60s and 70s, that decline sped up.
Because these were old factories by then, and other people came and bought them and didn't install the new equipment, just kept making paper as long as they lasted, and then eventually closed them down. One by one, they closed down.
How many of the city of Kalamazoo's full-scale commercial paper mills remain? 1, Graphic Packaging International on Pitcher Street. Our question asker, Frank, and I are walking along a path that keeps you away from the forklifts. GPI's Mike Farrell says the company has put a lot of money into this plant's equipment. So, unlike the mills that closed, this one can stay competitive. Farrell adds, if you live near Kalamazoo, some of your paper recycling likely ends up here.
We get the blue bins that everybody puts out on the curb. We pick that up, and that's our newsprint.
GPI recycles the paper into the kind of flexible board that makes up a cereal box. It does this with what Farrell calls the paper machine, which doesn't tell you much about the scale. The paper machine is as long as 2.5 football fields. At the front end, it's a mass of pipes, rollers, and blocks. It's got stairs on the side, and we walk up to get a better view.
It's really warm up here.
It's warm and humid. It's hard to take a picture without the lens fogging up. At this stage, the paper is a wet gray ribbon that zips past us with steam rising from the top and water dripping underneath. Farrell says at the beginning, you want your mixture thin.
Think about it like oatmeal. So if you got a bowl of oatmeal and not enough water, it's all clumpy and stuff. If you were to try and make that into a sheet, it'd be real lumpy.
From here, it's a matter of removing water to form a smooth, dry sheet. Rollers press the paper until it's about half solid. Dryers that look like a vast row of shiny metal garages take it the rest of the way. The final product is a roll that weighs as much as a minivan.
This is what we make.
Farrell rips a smaller piece to show us the layers. Frank says he's impressed.
I think whenever I see paper from now on, I'll remember this experience.
We've answered Frank's question about the origins of Kalamazoo's paper industry.
Oh, one thing you notice of the photographs of the old paper mill workers, they were all barefoot.
But historian Larry Massey, who helped to answer it, has one of his own.
I'm not sure just why that they were barefoot. Maybe they didn't want to wear out their shoes.
GPI's Farrell says they did it for safety. Older paper mills were often messy.
With all the water in the floor, it was slippery. So the workers back then actually preferred to go barefoot because it gave them better traction.
that's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region you wonder about at whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sybilla Mann.